Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
This is Sonia Jordan-Paul from Muncie. Sarah's Key is a poignant novel about the Vel Dehiv Roundup that takes place in Paris on July 16, 1942. The story begins with Jewish men, women, and children being ripped from their beds while asleep. They are lined up and humiliated in front of their neighbors while being deported by the French police. A lesson many of us will not find mentioned in any history book, and certainly a day ignored by the French. DeRosnay weaves a tale based on research and the stories of fictional characters that uncovers the atrocities of that day for thousands of Jewish citizens, including some 4,000 Jewish children. The story of 10-year-old Sarah takes place in the 1940s, while Julia Jaman's story begins nearly 60 years later in present-day Paris. Here the story intersects as the tale uncovers the past as revealed in the present-day research of the American journalist. La Grande Raphaël is the name given to the early morning raid of the Jews in Paris, and Sarah takes her 4-year-old brother and hides him in their secret hiding place to save him. Sarah promises her brother that she will return to free him from his location. The story describes the twists and the turns of fate which allow the reader to consider if Sarah can actually fulfill her promise. The locations that Julia visits in Paris, such as the Vélodrome de Hilver, an indoor stadium used for 6 days to house those Jews before deportation, reveals the many injustices the Jews endured, including no food, place to sleep, and other physical indignities, while the French police observed nearby. DeRosnay's characters shine the light on a little-known atrocity with a moving contemporary prose, thus allowing the reader an understanding of this historical event which results in the loss of Jewish lives at the hands of the French government. A great book for students who are learning about the atrocities of World War II and for those who never knew the role the French government played in the deportation of thousands of European Jews. I'm Sonia Jordan-Paul for BookSpeak.
I'm Mary Mordew from Muncie. I love food. I love to cook. I read cookbooks for fun. I love to read books about cooking, about food, and about food issues. The latest book I have read that fits several of these descriptions is Animal, Vegetable, Miracle by Barbara Kingsolver. I read this book because of the title. It promised a miraculous revelation about food. In this book, Kingsolver describes her family decision to participate in a one-year experiment to limit their diet to foods grown locally, which they choose to define as within 200 miles of their family farm. The question, what do we have for dinner, became a very important and political decision for this family every day. Each chapter covers a month of the year and ends with a week's menu based on local foods in season for that particular month. Some recipes are included, as well as a website address. What I appreciated while reading of this family's one-year experiment is that I didn't feel Kingsolver romanticized small family farming. It is very hard work. I grew up on such a farm, and I have sworn since that I never want to be a farmer. Her chapter on the harvesting of their turkeys brought back many memories of the day or two per year that my family harvested our chickens. Not pleasant work, I can tell you, and I can still remember the smell on those days. But even though I don't want to make a living as a farmer, my upbringing has made me appreciate very much the growing of foods and the raising of animals. The fact that I could count on strawberries in June and raspberries in July and corn in August, with a lot of other veggies to fill in the in-betweens, made my summers very predictable. And I now find myself noticing where the sun rises in the morning and noticing the length of days. And in some sense, I find that predictability a comfort, a miracle, perhaps. I'm Mary Mordew for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.